Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is Adonai Part 1, Lord, Owner, Master. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalms chapter 24 and verse 1. The earth is Adonai's with all that is in it, the world and those who live there. Last week we concentrated on the name of God, Elohim. And we dealt with a few scriptures that referred to the name. There are so many more scriptures that express the dimension of God that Elohim captures, but we must go ahead with other names revealed in scripture. This week, we'll be looking at the name Adonai. Adonai means Lord, Master, and Owner. Remember we said at the start of the series that these names had to paint for us images of different dimensions of God. Well, the dimension of God that Adonai seeks to convey is that of owner. Our anchor scripture says that the world and everything in it belongs to God. God owns everything. So while we saw Elohim as creator, Adonai is shown as owner. While this may sound almost cliched that God really owns everything, I encourage you to take a moment and think about this. God owns everything. He owns you. He owns me. He owns your property. He owns your children. He owns your neighbor's lawnmower. He owns your car. He actually owns every single thing on earth. He is Lord, Master, and Owner. How does this knowledge relate to us in our lives as Christ followers? First of all, think about this. Your daddy owns every single thing that exists. How cool is that? No wonder the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 3:21 said, "All things are yours." As a believer, God is your father. And your father owns all things, everything, even the people in the world. What on earth should make you worry? Whatever it is that is your issue or is your challenge, know and remember that God owns all things. He will sort you out. Adonai is the Lord. He is the owner. He is the master. The second thing this scripture passes across is this. We really do not own anything. We do not own our children. We do not own our spouses. We do not own our time. We do not even own the things we call our possessions. We do not own our money. The Lord owns them. Think about that. If God really is your Lord, can He interrupt your plans? Do you defer to Him in all things? Is Adonai really Lord of your life? Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word today. Lord Almighty, we worship you. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.